Good afternoon. It's Wednesday afternoon, the 19th of January. The noise you could hear in the background, but Maria's now turned down the volume, was actually Animal Crossing, because she plays Animal Crossing while I come home and check out my computer and, in theory, blog, except I am really in a sort of procrastinating mood, which is good news for you because you get an audio boo. Or maybe that's bad news for you. I've no idea. But I've got to supposedly write a blog, but I really don't feel like it. We've been back at school now for 8 working days, and there has not been a day yet that all the teachers have been in school. And the problem with this is that I've ended up having to cover at some stage. So at odd moments, I've lost hours and had to do this and had to do that. Plus, not only is the teachers away, the music teacher quit. This sounds slightly dramatic. It's made even more dramatic by the fact that he only started work 6 days ago. And he just up and quit. More to the point, after he'd shaved his beard off. It appears that written into the school rules, which is not that something I'd notice, or into the staff handbook, was we're not allowed facial hair amongst the men. It actually says nothing particularly about the women, although there's a lot
which
of...
Which explains the women.
Which there's a lot of rules about what makeup they have to wear and what nail polish and shoes and stuff. But with the men, we have to be clean shaven. And he started the job with a beard, and worked for a week with a beard, and then on Monday turned up shaved, the beard had gone, and Monday 4 o'clock he quit the job and left. And you sort of think, like, you know, if you quite like the beard, why didn't you quit Friday night before you shaved the damn thing off? But he's gone.
Ooh.
And appears he's actually working at a rival school now, where presumably they'll let him grow his beard. So that was that. So I had a music lesson today. I had to take the music lesson. And we did Sing by My Chemical Romance in preparation for the assembly that's coming up. But that's an hour I had to cover. Then I had to cover another hour for somebody else who's ill. I already know I've got to cover an hour tomorrow for somebody who's going to pick up a visa. And so it goes on and on. So I've arrived home with the intention of writing a blog. And I suppose I should write a blog because we've had... yesterday was the exams to junior high. And the kids are really, really happy. They did very, very well. Or they all think they did very, very well. The exam wasn't as difficult as they thought. I'm going to go with the fact that they were taught really, really well. But that's because I am that modest. But they probably haven't got much left to do for the rest of this academic year. So they might be going to check out the blog to see if I said, well done, congratulations. And yet I just feel so knackered, I can't be bothered. And as I say, at the moment I'm procrastinating enough just to make an audio boo. And then I'm probably just going to sit back and watch bad television that we've recorded. And at that point I've run out of stuff to say. So I will just finish with, I'll catch you on the flip side. And that means that Maria can now turn the volume back up and listen out for balloons. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.